Okay, we're on Daf Yud tonight. So we're in the middle of a series of halachot that the Gemara has been talking about, disparate halachot that relate to, chametz and having a searched house and what to do. So we're on Daf Yud, page 10a, the third line. Tzibur echad shel chametz, you have a pile of chametz. Ulfanav shnei batim, and in front of it is two homes bedukim that have been checked out. So I have two homes have been thoroughly checked for chametz, and I have a pile of chametz, and it doesn't sound good. Va'ata achbar v'shakal, the achbar, a mouse came, took some chametz, and definitely went into one of the houses. We don't know which house he went into. So we don't know. So again, we have the mouse, we have the chametz. The two houses have been totally cleaned and inspected for Pesach. Mouse runs into one of the houses. We don't know which house he ran into. So hainu shnei shvilin. So the Gemara says the halacha in this case, in other words, do the people have to recheck the houses? Well, what's the story? So that will turn on the following Mishnah. Did not we learn in the Mishnah, shnei shvilin, echad tamei v'echad tahor. If I have two pathways, one is tamei, one's tahor. So it means there's a dead body that's buried across underneath one of the roadways. And the way I'm going to learn is we don't know which roadway the dead body's there. I have, path A and path B. One of them is definitely tamei. I don't know which one is definitely tamei though. V'alach b'echad mihen v'asat taharot. And then Reuven comes and walks in path A. And he touches taharot. He says, "Ubach aveiro." Then Shimon comes with lach b'sheni ve'asa taharot. Then Shimon goes on path B and does taharot. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer in the Shalu zebifnei atzmo zebifnei atzmo tohorin. Rabbi Yehuda says, if each one asks on their own separately, so they're each tohorin, and we'll see. In other words, the klal is safek tumah should rabim sfeiko tahor. Safek tumah in a public place, the safek is tahor. So each one is a safek tumah b'shus harabim sfeiko tahor. He says shnein b'varachah tmein, and we'll have to clarify in a few lines in the Gemara. If they both come to the bez then at the same moment and ask, then they're both. In other words, I can't say you're both. In other words, if Reuven went through A and Shimon went through B and they both come at the same time, one of them was definitely tameh. So I can't say they're both tahor. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ben Kach Uvein Kach Tamein. All right, so we're going to clarify first what the Mishnah means, and then once we clarify, we'll apply it to our case with Chametz, okay? So Amar Rava, Bitame Rabbi Yochanan. So Rava says, and some say it's Rabbi Yochanan, Bivara Achat, Dekuliyama Tamein, Divrei Kol Tamein. If they come about Achat, Reuven and Shimon both come before the Bezdin at the same time, or means like B'toke de Dibur of one another, so then everybody agrees, in other words, Sai Rabbi Huda, Sai Rabbi Yossi will agree that they're both Tamein. And we can't say that the Tahor, both people come at the same time. Bizeh acharzeh, if one comes, another one comes. So each one says, this is what happened to me. Also happened to my friend, but this is what happened to me. So then, Divrei Kol Tahorin. Everybody agrees that they're Tahor. That everybody agrees on. Lo nechleku el babali shai el lavi al chavero. The only machloket in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is when Reuven comes and he asks about himself and he asks about his chaver. And he says, I went through path A and my friend Shimon went through path B. What's the halacha in this case? Rabbi Yossi midami le labad achat. So Rabbi Yossi considers that case the legal equivalent of Babad Achat, and we have to say they're both Temeim. He says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dami le Lezeh Acharzeh, and Rabbi Yehuda compares it Lezeh Acharzeh. All right, now let's bring this in now into focus with our situation. So again, we have the mouse runs in to one of the houses. We don't know which house he ran into. So if each homeowner comes separately to the Bezdin to ask what to do, then that's Zeh Acharzeh. Then when you say that, you're Sfeiko Tahor or by Tumen Taro, so here with the Safek with the Chametz, you would say you're off the hook. That's what we do with that. Let's suddenly get that. And then if they both come Bavad Achat, then we'd have to say you both have to check. Now, let's say somebody comes and says, well, this is what happened to me and my neighbor has the same issue. So that's Talui with the machlok that we have between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, It's like Zahar Zeh, then they get the lead-in treatment, otherwise the harsh treatment. All right, now we'll only take one second. Let me take a look.
Can I ask a question?
Give me
yeah,
30
I have a
give me give,
question too.
wait, 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 wait. Okay, everybody's chomping at the bit here. All right, let me just do one Rashi and then that'll be it, okay? And then we'll take some questions, okay? Let's do the Rashi. Rebuta Medamin Lahula Zachar Zeh. He says, Hoil Ve'inkan Shoel Elechad. Since there's only one questioner, Meshivin Lo Tahorata. One second. Give me 1 second. Right. Shere Safik Biyahu. Listen, we got a mute. We got music here. Somebody's a music lover. I love the music, but not right now. Okay. So he says, Shere Safik Biyahu. Okay. Now, each one comes separately. We say to each one, you don't have to do bedika. You're fine. He says, since the whole requirement to do bedika is only the rabbanan, in other words, if I did bitul first, so the chi b'dika is only a din d'rabbanan, only rabbinically. Talinan l'kula, we're going to be tola in a lean fashion. Verminan sfeiko mutar. V'ibavad achat ba'u shnehem srikam b'dika. Okay, all right. Now let's hear. Now we have Ruth and then Fern. Oh, let me do.
What is the factual difference between b'vat achat and zeh achar zeh? The story is still the same.
Yeah, it's just we can't have two people in front of us and say something which is contrary. In other words, when they both come together, so then we're dealing with it at the same time, and Mimela, we can't say they're both tahor because that's like repugnant to the truth. The truth
but
is,
but if
that
I'm
one of them
telling
is
you the story, and I'm telling you I'm A, and I'm telling you B, I'm really giving you bevat achat, even though I'm one person.
In other words, let's go slowly. In other words, if you come and you ask for about yourself and your friend, or not?
If I ask about myself and about you at the same time.
At the same time. So that's the question. That's the question. That's the $64,000 question between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Do we say, is that like Zeh Achar Zeh, or is that Bevat Achat? That was the key issue.
But the truth of the matter is the same, whether it's Zeh Achar Zeh Bevat Achat, or if it's that hybrid situation.
Yeah, I think if you look, it's in the art scroll in footnote 7. He says when we're both asked their question at the same time, sage is forced to answer both at once. He cannot tell them they are both tahor. One of them is clearly became tameh, and thus to say that both are tahor would give the appearance of an untruth. In other words, I can't do something which is openly and notoriously untrue. So I think that's the way that what's taking place with
you
this.
Can't give me the benefit of the doubt,
yeah,
in that case,
right?
You can give me the benefit of the doubt in the other place.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Yeah, all right,
not very right. Factually satisfying, but I get it.
All right, now let's hear from Ruth. What do we got from me today, Ruth? Unmute. I can't hear a word.
Is the mouse itself tamei also? Is that also
no, no,
part
no, no,
of the
no,
issue?
No.
It's the eating. It's the food.
No, it's the chametz, right. In the one case, we were concerned about tum and tara. The other case was chametz. So there's but it's just been dama milta la milta. All right?
If both houses already were cleaned.
Right, that's correct.
Were cleaned.
Yeah, that's correct.
There's no chametz in the house for the mouse to consume.
No, the mouse came with the chametz. There was a pile of chametz outside the
special
houses.
Special delivery. Yeah,
right. He grabbed a piece of chametz and went into one of the houses. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. So moving on. All right. All right. Let's take a look. Okay. So, okay, now.
Yeah, one more. If I make up with you, if it's mine and yours, saying we know that if we come bevat achat, we're going to both be messed up, wait 15 minutes after I leave, isn't that like harama, but it works? works.
That definitely works. That definitely works. I don't know more to tell you. All right, let's take a look further in the Gemara. So, okay. Now, Safek Al, we're around midway down on the column on Yud Amud Aleph. So, on Yud Amud Aleph. So, Safek Al, Safek Lo Al. Now, let's say I have a mouse with chametz, and I don't know if he went into the house or he didn't go into the house. I'm a supak whether he went into a house that had already been inspected. So the Gemara says, Hainu Bika. That's the same case of Bika, and Bika, we're going to discuss this case now and hopefully come up to a resolution with this. We've plugged to Reb Lezer Rabbanan. It's Talui with the Machlok between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. Ditnan, we learned the Mishnah. Now, the previous Mishnah was a Masechet Taharot. This is also a Masechet Taharot. And again, Masechet Taharot is one of the Masechet that we don't do in Daf Yomi, but you get a little piece of it. Ditnan, Hanichtas Lebika, Bimodak Shamim. Now, here we have Odeid. Odeid, you listening, Odeid? Yeah. How would you translate Bika in English, Odeid? Unmute. Let me hear the translation. Let me just say, how would you translate Bika?
Bika, I'm catching up, but
Beit Kuf Ayin Hey in Hebrew. Bika.
Isn't it a valley?
A valley.
A valley, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. In Hebrew, in Hebrew it's a valley. You know, in Eretz Israel, I remember when you wanted to go to Yarden. Right. So you go Derech HaBika. But anyway, if you look in Rashi, now mute again, 10 lines before it gets medium Y, Bika, Rashi says, Harbeis Sadot Smuchim Yachad Kari Bika. It's a nice Rashi to remember. He said, like, the word Bika, using Chazal, is not the same as like the modern Hebrew valley. It means like an open field is what a Bika means, or open fields. But anyway, but let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, did not a nichnas the bika b'modag shamim. Now the bika is filled with different sadot. He says, v'tumus deplonit. Now it's yimod hagishamim during the rainy season means the fields have been planted. Everybody's machbid. Nobody wants anybody crossing through the field then. So that has a din of a reshuta yachid. So again, so safek tum reshuta yachid sveko tame. If there's a question whether you have Tum, where you had, you know, an incident with Tuma in the Rishuta Yachid, the Safek, you go to Chumrah. So, and we learned that from Sota. So when Nichlas Labika Bibodag Shamim, person entered a Bika during the rainy season, during the winter, he says, Vituma Bisadet Plonit, and there was specific Tuma, maybe a dead person buried in one Sada, one field. Now, each field is clearly demarcated. So there's field A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. So there was Tuma in field A. He says, Va'amar Echad, and one of them says, Halakti Makomalaz, I went into the general area, Ve'ini Yodim Nechnasi Bo Tosadeh, Vim Lo Nechnasi. I don't know if I went into that specific field. I was in the Bika, but I don't, there were like 10 fields there. I don't know if I went into that field. So Reb Lezer Metahir, V'chachamim Metamim. So the Chachamim say, he's Tame. It's Safek Tumur Shud Yachid, he's Tame. That's straight. The Tana Reb Lezer holds, it's a Sfeik Sfeika. One Safek, he doesn't know if he ever went into that field. And even if he went into that field, he doesn't know if he went over that grave. So it's a Sfeik Sfeika. So he says, Shaya Reb Lezer Omer, Reb Lezer would say, Safek be a tahor. If it's a safek, whether he went into that field or not, you know, under those circumstances, he's tahor. Safek magatuma tame. But if it's just one field and it's a question of did he pass over the grave or not, tamaga means coming to physical contact, but the same thing if he'd be mahil, that would be tame. So let's go slowly with this. Now, so again, let's now bring this down with our case. Again, so we had a question whether the mouse went into the searched house or not. So here he says, so Reb Lezer says if it's Safek, whether he went into that field, he's Tahor. So there's a doubt whether the mouse ever entered the house. Reb Lezer would rule leniently, and you don't have to recheck it. That's the way Reb Lezer would rule. On the other hand, the Chachamim would agree. Now, where Rashi learns, the Chum would agree the house doesn't have to be searched again, he says, since the requirement is only rabbinic. Let's just see a little Rashi on that, and then we'll see. Well, now, okay. Now, in the second medium-wide line in Rashi, the second medium-wide line, last word on the line is Vigabe. Vigabe batim, I feel the Rabbanan modu, the came with the B'dikah Chametz to Rabbanan Talinun Lekula. So, by Tumantara, there was a Dinam Duraisa. So there the Chachamim said he's Tame. Here, the way Rashi's learning, they both hold that I don't have to check the house. So again, I had the mouse. I don't know if it went to the house or not. So the house is a lot like the field. So I don't know if I went into field A or field or not. And if I went into field A, I don't know whether I don't know if I don't know if I crossed over the grave. So here, I don't know if the mouse, I don't know if the mouse even went into the house. And even if he went into the house, I don't know if he left the chametz there. So that's I don't have to check. And even the chamim who say that that he would be tamei, here Rashi learns that because it's a din derabanan, he'll be good. Now just one minute. Okay, all right. 1 minute. Yeah. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts on this piece?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. So I don't. Why can't they just say it's a svek sveka, and so it's mutter with this mouse and.
That's exactly what Reb Lezer says.
Right. So why do they have to compare it to bika? Why? Just it's a svek sveka. That's it. Svek sveka. It's mutter. Why do they have to go and find something? It's like bika. It's like when you have all this open land. Unless they want to use it as a limud. To teach you a little bit about Bika.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, Mayor. That's a good question. One minute. Yeah. So he says like this. You see, I think with the Bika, these things, it's like, how do you slice the Safek and the Sfek Sveka? Let's say with the Valley. On the one hand, I could view the valley, or not the valley, the Bika, the, like this open area, the region, I could view it as comprised of separate fields, and each field is a separate entity. So then I have the Sfek Sveka. One Safek, I was in the region, and then the second Safek, you know, I don't even know if I entered that field, and if I entered that field, I don't know what's over the grave. Then I have Sfek Sveka.
Right. But
on the other hand, I could say, maybe it's one Safek. I was just in this region. I don't know whether I went over the grave. In other words, what makes something a single Safek? What makes something two Sveko? So over here in the article, he has in footnote 18, he says here too, if we consider the courtyard and its house as a single entity, he says the fact that we saw the mouse carry chametz into the unseen parts of the courtyard would suffice to create a legal doubt concerning the house as well. So if the house and the courtyard is all the same, there's one Safek. If they're separate areas, then it's a fake Sveka.
Ah, I got it.
Yeah. And he says
it's separate, right, I got it. It's separating the house and the courtyard, and that's why it's separating the field and the grave.
Yeah, that's what he says it here. Let me take a look. Let me take a look. He says
no, I think in many ways we know it's a svek sveka because of what we just learned from this. Otherwise, maybe we wouldn't think it's a svek sveka.
All right, we're sure. Mm-hmm. Right. So, all right. Anyway, so that's the derech I would take with this whole thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. I'm going to move on. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. Let's see further. All right. Now. Okay. All right. Let me just mute everybody because somebody's unmuted. 1 second. Okay. Now we're around 10 lines from the bottom. Al ubadak velo ashkach. Now, let's say the person, If the mouse went into a searched house with chametz, and then the owner searched the house afterwards and he didn't find anything, so what are his obligations at that point in time? So the mouse went in ubadak and he checked after it v'loashkach plutet remeir rabbanan. That turns on a machloket remeir and the chachamim. Now we have ditan because we learn in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Masechet Nida. Hayah remeir omer, remeir would say Kol davar shebecheska tuma liolam hu betumato atshvidel lecha tuma heichan hi. V'chachamim rim bodek atshmegid l'selo l'karka betula. So the Mishnah over there is talking about like this. I have mounds of rocks, stones, and I know that there was a piece of a corpse in one of the mounds. So let's say I check one mound, I don't find any corpse there. So that one's tahor, and the other two are presumptively tameh. Let's say I check another mound, and I don't find anything there either. So those two mounds are presumptively tahor, the third one is tameh. Let's say now I check the third mound, I don't find anything there. That's the machloket. So in that case, the Mishnah says, Rami would say, Kol davar shebecheska tuma. So if here I had, there was presumption, I saw there was like a piece of a dead body. I don't know which one it was in, but I know there was a piece of a dead body there. Lulam hu betumato. So that always remains in the static category of tuma. Achi bedelecha hatuma heichan hi. Until you can find out with you know certainty what happened to the tuma. The tuma went somewhere. So otherwise, I have to assume that everything is tame. He says, v'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, Bodek atshemegid l'sela o l'karka betula. In other words, you do what you can. You'll check each pile till you get to virgin soil or till you get to bedrock, and you didn't find anything. So at that point in time, you'll assume if you didn't find anything that maybe like a mouse took the meat away or a raven took it, but nothing is here right now. So in this case, according to the chachamim, so you checked the house, the mouse went into the house, then you checked the house, you didn't find any chametz, so you did whatever you could, so you're fine. Now, the only thing is, with Reb Meir, it seems a little trickier. Reb Meir, now here, Rashi says, Reb Meir agreed that the house would not have to be checked again, even though it sounds like it should have to be checked again. Reb Meir would agree because it's only a din d'rabbanan. Now, I'll see in a minute. Let's do the Rashi, then we'll do the Tosfos, and we'll see what's there with this, okay? So if you look at the first very wide line in Rashi downstairs, around six lines from the bottom of the page, he says, "Be'im lo matzah, if you can't find the bread, tolva omrim ba o raven talo." So you'll say, according to the chachamim, that a raven came and took it, or ba achbor talo, where mouse came. V'gabi dikat chametz afil Reb Meir, but even according to Reb Meir, who says that everything is in a presumptive state of tuma, imrinan achbor achla the bdikat chametz derabanan. Because bdikat chametz is only the rabbanan. Now let's look at Tosfos 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth Tosfos. Alu badak v'lo ashkach plukted Reb Meir rabbanan. Tema Tosfos says afilu Reb Meir da amar lelam hi becheska tuma v'chulei v'nafkamina letarot shnasu agabav haka bdikat kemen shebadak v'lo matza ma yaseh. So Tosfos isn't following Rashi's lead. Tosfos is saying that the Gemara says is talui with a machloket Reb Meir and the chachamim. So according to Chachamim, I did what I could. I checked. I didn't find the chametz. But according to Reb Meir, everything was made in a presumptive state of tuma by the tuma and tara. So where does that leave me with my house? So I checked. What am I supposed to do? He says, what should I do? Im yetzrichu levdok pam shnia nami lo yimtzav. I have to check again. I still won't find it. So what am I supposed to do with this? There's no end, like in the end of davar sof, to borrow a line from Rashi Piresh, the field of Reb Meir, Amar, Emar achbor achle, debdik chametz, edolobs rabbanan. So Rashi says that, Reb Meir says that we'll say an achbor, even according to Reb Meir. Vakasha da behedi amar plut the Reb Meir rabbanan. But that's hard because the Gemara says it's talui with machloket. So if the Gemara is saying it's talui with machloket, doesn't say that both sides of the machloket would say that I'm okay. So how does this go? Where does this leave us with this sugya? Vishlomar, so Tosfos says you have to say the Gemara is talking about in our case he never made a bitul chametz, so he never made a bitul chametz. So the chiv bedika is a chiv doraisa. He says v'kamar the Reb Meir lo sagi bebedika came lo ashkach v'abi b'safek lav d'lo yimatze v'tzirich lebatlo b'sagi afil the Reb Meir. So he's saying that according to Reb Meir it's not enough to do the bedika. What will I do? I'll do the bitul. And now I'm in good shape. That's what the Gemara is talking about. In other words, where I didn't do bitul, so according to the Chachamim, I find it just did the bdik, I'm okay. But Reb Meir will say you have to do bitul in this case. Lo iri elo b'safek tuma d'oraita. Aval hacha, the bdik chametz d'rabanan shari. But so on a deraisa level, I got problems. But once I relegate it to a din rabbanan, then I can be total akula. So it's coming out either way you flip the coin. If he's doing the bitul, which, you know, presumably it would be the way Rashi, I think, would be learning that he did the bitul already. So then everybody agrees that everything's fine. You checked, you didn't find it, you did the best you could. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did? Okay, I'm moving on. All right, let's see further. Now, okay, so we're around 10 lines to the bottom near the small vav. Alu badak ba'ashkach. Now, let's say the mouse came into the house and then the owner searches and he finds some chametz, but he doesn't know if the chametz he found is the chametz that the mouse brought in. He says, Plukta the Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel. So this is Talubim the Machloket between Rebbe and his father, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He says, Detani, we learn in the Braisa, Sadesh Nevad Bakever. Let's say there's a field. There was somebody buried there, but I don't know where the grave is. Is it got a big field? I don't know where the idea of the grave is. Hanichla satocha tame. So if a person enters that field, he's tame. He says, Nimtzaba kever. Let's say afterwards I discover a kever in the field. I discover a kever there. He says, Hanichla satocha tahor. At that point, I could say anybody who enters the field, not over the grave, is tahor. He says, Shani umer kever shavad. Who kever shimsa divrei Rebbe? Rebbe says, I can assume, like I knew there was a grave there, and I didn't know where it was. So anybody who entered the field was safek tame. And then I found a grave, so I can be told the grave that I found is the grave that we couldn't find before. So now if you're entering not on that grave, you're tahor. That's according to Rebbe. Rebbe Shmuel Omer, tibadei kula sadakula. Shmuel says, no, you're not in the clear yet. This could be one grave, but there could be another grave that was lost. So you have to check the whole field. So let's just take a look here. So he says, Rebbe will assume that the chametz that you discovered was the chametz that was brought in by the mouse. So in other words, I know there was chametz brought in by a mouse. I found some chametz. I assume this is the chametz that the mouse brought in. But according to, so once I find that chametz, like gamarnu, I'm finished. But according to his father, Shmuel, you have to check the whole house from top to bottom, because there could be some other comments that was in play there as well. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything?
I mean, it's a little troubling, because when it's a kever, okay, there's a kever that was put in a certain field. I mean, chametz, every day people walk around with chametz.
Yeah.
There's always the possibility of more chametz being in there.
No, slow the roll. We're talking about that the house had already been inspected. The house was clean, no chametz.
Ah,
okay. Not a crumb there. Then a mouse comes in with some chametz. So then I search, I find some chametz. Do I say, well, that's the chametz that the mouse brought in? Or maybe that's other chametz that I found. Uh-huh. And now that's the case. Okay. All right. Micah, you look very suspicious. What's up? Everybody good? Everybody good? Okay.
Telling Mayor, that house was Bodig.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's go further. All right. All right. Now we're around six lines from the bottom. Hiniach tishu matza asara. Now, let's say I put down nine pieces of chametz. I don't know if this is like after the, like, you know, people, you know, whatever the situation. He put down nine pieces of chametz, and then he searches and he finds 10 pieces of chametz. Now, the question is, does he assume that the 10 includes the nine that he found, that he left, or perhaps these 10 are a whole different 10, and his nine are somewhere else? That's the issue. All right, let's take a look. So Plukta de Rebbe Rabbanan. That's Talmud Machloket in Rebbe Lechachamim. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, and this, you see, it's the Tosefta for Maaser Sheni. So once you see that, you know it's going to deal with Maaser Sheni. He says, the Tanya, Hiniach Mana, a person had a box or whatever, he left the mana as 100 zuz of Maaser Sheni money. So again, he's a farmer, and then he has the crop, and the crop's too big to bring to Rishlayim, so he's poured it with money, and then he puts the money in a box, and that's the Maaser Sheni money. Hiniach mana umatza matayim. Then he comes back to the box, and he finds 200 zuz there. So I know I put 100 zuz of Maaser Sheni money in, now I have 200 zuz. So chulin umaaser sheni muravim sebezeh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, it's reasonable to assume you have chulin money and Maaser Sheni money. And what you'll do, you'll take another 100 mana, and you'll say, whichever one, I want to be poda the Maaser Sheni money with this money, and then that's poda, and then you have the Maaser Sheni money. That'll get you out of it. But Chachamim Omrim Hakol Chulin. The Chachamim say everything is Chulin there because he only left. He only left. This is a different group of money. Okay, let's take a look. Let's look at the Rashi, three lines to the bottom. Hakol Chulin Shemana Natal. He says Ve'elu Huvu Achrechen. He must have removed the Maser Sheni money, his other money. V'gabi Chametz Nami L'Rabanan Hatisha Sheniach Einan Kan. He says, In other words, with the money, is part of this money the Master Sheni money, or I must have removed the Master Sheni money, I didn't remember it, and now this is Chulin money. So if I say there's been a complete change, so he wants to say the same thing with the chametz. I left 9 pieces of chametz, now I find 10, so that opinion would say that this 10 is another group, and then the 9 that I left is somewhere else. I got to look for 9 pieces of chametz, and then according to Rebbe would say, well, the 10, 9 of the pieces of the 9, and it was just like the 200 zuz, that 9 of the 9 that I left, and one other one was somebody else left, and then that's it. And Gamarnu. All right, whose questions, comments, and thoughts on what we just did?
I mean, you would think that the guy would know some of the pieces of where he left on the 9.
Yeah.
In other words, I left a piece over here.
You have to write it down.
You know, he knows where most of the things are left. All of a sudden, there's a 10th one. So it's somebody else's 10. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I know I left a piece on the dress. I left a piece here. I left a piece. I'm taking all these pieces together. Now the 10th one, there's a 10th one. Okay. So what, the other 9 are not mine?
Yeah. So the it could be, you know, if you compare it to the case with the money, you know, you could say it in the same way. Like maybe let's say he knows he left it in a certain location. He knows he left 9 pieces. Now he finds 10 pieces there. So then do I have to assume that he had actually removed the 9 pieces and then there's a different 10 pieces? That's the only way we'd come up with it. That's the only way. All right. Let's see. For any other questions? All right. Let's see further. Now, three lines from the bottom. Hinia chasaro matza teisha. Here's a more troubling case. He left 10 pieces and he finds only 9 pieces. So there's like a, you know, one piece of chametz has gotten AWOL. He says, "Hainu seifa." That's the seifa of the same brisa. The Tani, we learn, "Hiniach matayim." Let's say a person left 200 zuz of maser sheni. He says, "Umatza mana," and he finds only 100 zuz in the box. Mana munach mana mutal divrei Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, that mana that he finds in the box, that's 100 of the 200 zuz that he left, and the other 100 took a walk, but that's 100 of maser sheni. But Chachamim Omrim Hakol Chulin. Chachamim say everything was Chulin. So he says, so according to Rebbe, you only have to search the house for the one piece. In other words, according to Rebbe, like again, he left 10, he found 9. So the 9 are 9 out of the 10 that he left. And the and now he just has to look for one piece. But according to the Chachamim, the whole house has to be searched for all 10 pieces. So for all 10 pieces. So there's 10 pieces that are AWOL. All right. We're on Amud Beis. Everybody with me? Okay, Yud Amud Beis. Hiniach b'zabit zu, matzah b'zabit acheret. Let's say he left chametz in one corner of the house, and then he finds it in another corner. Maybe he searched the whole house, he left all the chametz in one corner, and then he finds the chametz in a different corner. So plug to the Rav Shmuel Rabbanan. This Talmud Machlok Rav Shmuel and the Chachamim. The Tani, we learn in the Brisa. Now again, the Gemara is going to like revise this Brisa, so please be patient. The Tani Kardom Sha'abad. Now Kardom, they translated Kardom as an axe, but the Kardom is actually something you could dig with it as well. Remember, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, "Velo Kardom Lachporba." You shouldn't make the Torah into a Kardom. So whatever, it's like, I don't know. It sounds like it's got, either it has two blades at each end, or the one blade could act as an axe and a shovel. But anyway, Kardom Shavad, if there was an axe that was lost, Babayit, Habayit Tamei. So then I assume Shani Omer, Adam Tamei Nichlas Hashem Venatlo. I have to be Choshesh that maybe a person who is Tamei, if he's removing things without permission, he's not the carefulest without Tumen Tara, and that he touched other Kalim there, they're all Tamei. Rishon Gamliel Omer, habay tahor. Shani omer hishi lo lacher b'shachach. I said the owner lent it out. Somebody forgot about it. We took it from one corner, put it in another corner. So the Gemara says, Zavit mandachar shemei. What does corners have to do with anything? We're talking about a kardom disappearing. So chisuri mechzer b'hachi katani. So the Gemara says, it's as if there are words missing in the Braisa, and this is the way we should understand the Braisa. Kardom sha'avad b'bayit habayit tamei. If Max goes missing in the house is presumably tamei. All the kalim in the house are presumably tamei. Because I'll say that a person who's tamei may have come in and taken it and touched other things. Or let's say he, the owner, knows that he left it in corner A and he finds it in corner B. I have to be concerned that a person who's tamei came and moved it from one place and touched other things as well. Rav Shmuel Omer habaya tahor, Shni Omer hishilo la'acher b'shachach. So Rav Shmuel says, I say it's tahor, that he probably lent it. If it's missing, he lent it to somebody. Or he himself, you know, moved it from one corner to another corner. So here he says, so again, with the chametz was in one corner, he left it in another corner. So according to Shmuel, we assume the owner himself moved it and forgot about it, so he's in the clear, nothing to worry about. So the house wouldn't have to be searched again. But according to the Chachamim, we don't assume that he moved it and forgot about it. So therefore, you have to be concerned that a mouse came to the house, he says, took the chametz from the corner, or left, moved it elsewhere. The house would have to be searched again. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we just did? The group is getting quieter as we're going through this Daf Yomi cycle. Okay, let's go further. Yosef, you okay? Where's Yosef? Is Yosef here tonight? Oh, Yosef's not here. Okay. All right, let's see further. All right, let's take a look. All right, now we're around 10 lines down on Yud Amud Beis. Amarava, Achbar Nichnas V'Kikar B'Fiv. I know a mouse came into the house. He had bread in his mouth. V'Nichnas Acharav. And I, the owner, followed the mouse into the house. He says, "Umatza perurin," and then I see crumbs. I see a crumb trail. So I'll clean up the crumbs. So tsarach bedika v'neisha ein darko shel achbar lefarer. So that, notwithstanding that he cleans up the crumbs, he's got to clean up the whole house because the fact that you found crumbs is probably not from the mouse. Mouses don't make crumbs. In other words, they just apparently eat things up quickly. I guess they gobble it up and they don't make crumbs all over the place. So that doesn't get you off the hook. But Amar Rava, Tinok Nichnas V'Kikar Biyado. If a child entered the house with bread in his hand, V'Nichnas Acharav, and the owner follows him, what's up, Perurin, and he finds crumbs, Ein Sarich B'dika. So then he can rest assured he's dealt with the problem. They should darko shotino klafarer. A child will make crumbs, and the crumbs that he's seeing most likely are from the child. Okay, let me just do a few more lines, then we'll pause. By Rava, Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. Let's say he sees a mouse come into the house with a loaf of bread or bread in his mouth. But Achbar yotzei v'kikar b'fiv, and he sees a mouse leave the house with bread in his mouth. So he says, Mahu, mi amrina nahainu hai da'al, b'hainu hai da'nafak. Do I say that's most likely the same mouse I saw enter this place? That's the same mouse that just left. And then, so problem solved. You know, that's it. And he says, the Odilma Achrinahu, or perhaps do I have to be Tola that that's mouse A and mouse B? And so I nothing is accounted for, and I got to do recheck everything. In Tim Salomar, Hainu Hai Da'al, Hainu Hai Da'nafak, if you assume in that ukimta, that I'll assume it's the same mouse that came in, the same mouse left. Achbar levan nichnas. Let's say a white mouse came into the house with chametz, v'kikar b'fiv. V'achbar shachur yotzei v'kikar b'fiv. Now a black mouse leaves with bread in its mouth. So mahu, hai vaday achrinahu. So do I say, well, this is definitely a different mouse. He didn't change colors, immediately. So I have a problem on my hands. He says, oh, Dilmore, maybe, Armuye Armimine. Maybe I could say the black mouse, like he fought with the white mouse over the piece of bread and he got the bread. So then my problems are solved anyway. They're like, you know, one mouse cleaned up for the other mouths. Vimtim Salomar, Akbar Mlushakli Mihadade. If you'll assume, and Shia will have some input from you shortly about mouse conduct. Eddie, you with us? Okay. I want to know about the mice, Eddie. Okay. He says, "V'imtim salomar achbarim lo shaklim yadade." If you'll say mice don't take bread from one another, he says, "Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv." Let's say a mouse enters the house. Again, it's an inspected house already, and he has bread in his mouth. "V'chulda yotzav v'kikar b'fiyah." And then I see a weasel leave with chametz in her mouth. So mahum chulda vaday me'achbar shakalte. Do I say the weasel definitely got it from the mouse, and the weasel's a big, massive creature that'll overtake the mouse? Odilma achrinahu, or do I say that's a different piece of chametz? Dimiita dimi achbar shakalte. If the weasel had taken the bread from the mouse, he says achbar b'fia have mishtakach. So they would have had the mouse in her mouth as well. In other words, like, you know, the weasel's interested in bread and the weasel's interested in mice. So Eddie will fill us in on eating attitudes of the weasel. Okay. Bimtim salomar imiita dimi achbar shakalte achbar b'fia have mishtakach. Assuming in the previous ukimta that if the weasel had gotten from the mouse, so it would have had the mouse in its mouth as well. Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. Let's say a mouse enters the house with bread in its mouth. V'chulda yotza, and then a weasel leaves. V'kikar b'achbar b'fi chulda. And in the mouth of the weasel is the mouse and the piece of bread. Mahu hachavadai iuhu. Do I say here, this is it? I got weasel, I have mouse, I have bread, all accounted for. So I have nothing more to worry about with my bdika. O dilma imita diihu nihu. Or do I say that if this is the mouse that I was looking for with his chametz, he says kikar b'fi achbar mishtaka chavabai ishtakuche. Do I say that the bread should be in the mouth of the mouse? In other words, the mouse has got the bread, and the chulda's got the mouse. So the mouse should still have the bread in its mouth. He says, "Odilma mishum biatuta hu nafal b'shakalte." Or do I say the mouse was terrified of the weasel, dropped the bread, and then the weasel got the mouse and got the bread? So teku. The Gemara leaves that as a teku. All right. Now, Eddie, do you want to comment anything about eating habits of weasels and mice or anything? You gave me such a look. Do you want to comment anything?
I don't know. Where is I would like to ask you, where is the translation for Hulda is the weasel? Hulda is a rat. I don't know where. Is this an art scroll translation?
I think it's an art scroll, but I don't think it's only art scroll.
You know, there are these people in the art scroll. It's not a Goyse Chochma over there, you know?
Yeah, but you have to remember.
Because a mouse is an indoor living and a Hulda lives outside. It's a bigger mouse, so that's the bigger one. And you sit over here.
Dave, you have to remember, the modern Hebrew usage isn't necessarily the one that was used in the Gemara.
No, it's like the Gemara. The weasel is an animal that goes underground. I mean, okay, that's not, I know. Listen, I grew up in a bika, in a kibbutz. You know, I lived with these animals.
All right. But I'm saying.
This is, these are my friends. Okay?
How do you say weasel in Hebrew? Anyway, that's the way they translated it in school. Anyway,
Shai, I have a question.
I want to hear from Dr. Parver. Anything to say about eating habits of mice and huldas?
Yeah, mice is vegetarian, and as he said last night, the weasel is mostly a carnivore.
Yeah, but what
do
about...
Do they steal from each other? That's what he's asking.
Yeah, that was one thing, right? Do mice
that's
take...
That's a weasel, okay? You see, this is a weasel.
No, please. We said about achbarim lo shakli mi'adade. We said the mice don't take food from one another. And then about with the weasel having, you know, like the mouse with the bread and the mouse with the bread in the mouse's mouth. All right, I got to rush it up.
I have a question.
Okay, what's up, Ruth?
If you see one mouse in a house with no food...
Sometimes we need to learn...
Wait. Okay, please. I can't have everybody speak at once. Okay. So, Ruth, the floor is yours, Ruth.
Okay, thank you. If you see a mouse in the house, no food, a mouse, and a second one, you know that there's a family there. So the house is clean. There's no chametz, but you have to. What kind of assumptions can you make about the future when you're not looking?
We're not talking about like having an exterminator come or something like that. The issue.
Why would a mouse go in a house if there's no food?
No. You assume there is, but you don't see it. They don't see anything tangible at the time, so you come to the conclusion the house is clean. But that's not a safe conclusion.
That's not the case we're talking about. We're talking about the case we're talking about in the Gemara is I inspect a house, no chametz in it. Then I see a mouse with a piece of chametz run into the house. Then those are the issues we're facing. Okay, I got to move on. We're running out of time. Please excuse me. Okay, just a minute. I'm going to mute everybody, and then we'll take it further.
There's no chance the weasel will come into your house.
All right. Let's take a look. All right, we're two lines before it gets wide on Yudam Beis. By Rava, Kikar B'Shmei Kora. Let's say there's a loaf of bread that's on a high beam in the house, like near the roof. He says, so I did my bedika. Do I have to get a ladder to go up and take the? In other words, I'm going to do my beetle chametz, but do I have to get a ladder to get this piece of chametz, which is like on this high beam? Mi aminan kuli hai lo atrehu rabanan kim lo nachit minafshe lo ati lemechla. And this like helps support Tosfos before. Do we say the chametz didn't require me to do that because the loaf of bread is not going to come down by itself? So once I'm a vatel, I'm good, and there's no chashash that I'll come to eat it. He says, "Odilma zimnin denafa ba'ati lemechla." Or do I say sometimes it will fall down, and then I may come to eat it? So then that's the problem we have. And that's what the Balei Tosfot said, that I need to do the bedika because you know I might eat it. He says, "V'imtim salomar zimnin denafa ba'ati lemechla." And if you'll assume that sometimes it'll fall down, I may come to eat it. Kikar babor, let's say there's a bread in a deep pit. Let's say the pit is 20 feet deep, and there's bread at the bottom of that pit. He says, sarasul lahalota, do I have to get a ladder to bring that bread up? He says, oh, ain sarich. Hakavadai lo avida desalka minasha. Here the bread is definitely not going to come up on its own, so it's going to stay down there. Odilma zimna denachit lamibat surachay. Maybe sometimes I'll go down to do whatever I need to do at the bottom of this pit, ba'ati lamechla, and I'll come to eat it. Imtim salomar zimna denachit lasurachay ba'ati lamechla, assuming in the previous case that I do have to worry about that, I might go down and eat it. Kikar b'fi nachash sarich chabar lahotzi oin sarich. Let's say I have a snake on my property and he has chametz in his mouth. So you don't want to start up with the snake, but they have the snake charmers, the chabar. Do I have to hire one of these snake charmers so the snake will let go of the chametz? It says, Begufa atrichu rabbanan. Do I say the chametz required me to search for chametz? But mamone lo atrichu rabbanan. They didn't require me to spend money to get rid of it. Odil maloshna. Maybe no difference. Teku. So one leaves it as a teku. All right. We have 1 minute for questions. This, then I got to win the next Gemara. Any questions on this comments? Okay, I'm moving on to the next Mishnah. Okay, so we're on the fourth very wide line on Yudam and Beis. Everybody with me? So Manitin, Reb Yudah Meir Botkin or Arba Asar. Tana Reb Yudah says we check or Arba Asar the night of the 14th. Uv Arba Asar Shacharit, the morning of the 14th. Uv Shad Abir. Shad Abir would be in the sixth hour. Would be like 11 o'clock on Erev Pesach. V'chachamim Omrim, Lo Badak or Arba Asar, Yivdok Arba Asar. If you didn't check on the night, you'll check during the day. The way Rashi understands it means in the sixth hour. Moed means like the appointed time. He says, Lobadak betoch hamoed, yivdok lachar hamoed. If he didn't check then, he should check that whole day of Erev Pesach, is the way he learns it. Umashim shayer, yanichinu betzina, this we had earlier. Whatever he leaves over, like to eat on Erev Pesach, he should put in a secure place. They should hate tzarech b'dika achrav. So he doesn't have to b'dika after it. He's got everything secure. All right. So the Gemara says, "My Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason for we think in the Havamina that Rabbi Yehuda is saying you have to check three times? That's what we think. You have to check the night of the 14th, the morning of the 14th, and the Shad Abir in the sixth hour. So my Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Chisda, Rabbi Rav Huna, Amri Tarvayu, can I get Shloshash Patot Shabbatorah? That the three searchings correspond to three psukim that speak of disposing or not possessing chametz." Lo yireh lecha chametz, v'lo yireh lecha se'or. That's bal yireh. Shvayim misur li matzeh b'atechem, bal yimatzeh. Ach b'rishon tashbit sur b'atechem. So we think that in some way that the three inspections correspond to these three psukim. But the Gemara is going to reject it anyway. So Mati Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef has a kasha based on the following b'raisa. Rav Yudah Omer, kol shlo badak b'shlosha prakim halalu, whatever didn't check at these three times, shuvein o bodek, he doesn't do bedik anymore. Alma, So the implication of the Braisa is that the point of dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is not on the number of times to check. The point of dispute is whether he has any obligation to check after the sixth hour. Because Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braisa that Shuveno Bodek, let me two more lines. Mar Zutra Matni Hachi, Mar Zutra learned the question and answer like this. Matzah Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, here it's more explicit that who didn't check in one of these three times, so Ella Rabbi Yehuda Nami im lo badaka amar. So we misunderstood Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda means if he didn't check. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying you should check on the night of the 14th. You didn't check the night of the 14th, check the morning of the 14th. You didn't check the morning of the 14th, check Shadabir, which is in the sixth hour. And then the Chachamim are saying that if you didn't check the sixth hour, you have to check the way Rashi learns the rest of that day. So let's take a look. Bahaka Bahak Kamiflagi, Mar Savar Mikami Sur in Batari Sur Lo. He says, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, we're only going to make you check before the Zman Easter clicks in. Once the Zman Easter clicks in, we're not going to make you check. We're concerned that if you're going to find Chametz, you'll come to eat the Chametz. They don't want it checking after the Zman Easter clicks in. Rabbanan Savri, Lo Gazrin. And the Chum Hole, we don't make a Gezer like that. We're going to make you keep searching. Now, all right, let me do three more lines, then I'll pause and we'll take some questions. Umi Garzar, Rabbi Yehuda Dilma Atzlame Chamine. Does the Tana Rabbi Yehuda really make a Gezer that if I shouldn't be eating something, I shouldn't be dealing with it? He says, Bahatanan, we learned the Mishnah Masech Menachot. Mishkarava Omer, Yotzin Motzin Shukushlaim Shem Malayim Kemach Bakali, that once the Omer was brought, the Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. The Omer is from the Seorim, and then that's Matir, the Chadash, and the Gevulim, you can eat Chadash. So as soon as the Omer was brought, they would see the markets of Yerushalayim would be filled with Kemach and Kali from the Chadash. In other words, from the new crop, the flour and the parched or the dried grain. On the next daf, that was not what the Chachamim wanted, because in other words, they're all busy preparing all this flour and everything with the Chadash before the Omer was brought. And once the Omer was brought, they're bringing it all out. But that was Shlo Berson Chachamim. The Chachamim don't like people being involved with the preparation of the new crop, you know, before the Omer is brought. You may come to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Berson Chachamim, you owe sin. He says, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was Berson Chachamim. They weren't afraid about that. So it's a stira. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid if you'll be involved with preparing the new crop, the Chadash, for eating. He's not afraid you'll eat it. And then, according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that the marketplace in Yerushalayim were filled with the Chadash right after the Omer was brought just doesn't mean that anything was wrong with it. And yet here, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda doesn't want you to search for Chametz after the Zman of Isur. So the Gemara says, Veloka Gaz Rabbi Yehuda. So the two more lines, then we'll pick this up later tomorrow night. Dilma Atin Mechamine. So Ama Rabba should be Shani Chadash Mitoshi Lo Itartalo Eli De Kituf. All right, I'll leave it. Anyways, that's the question. Okay. So for any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did tonight so far? Okay. Now I should mention that, you know, Al Pi Halacha, so the post can bring down that if a person didn't check on Erev Pesach, he has to do Bedika during Pesach. And then if he didn't check during Pesach, they say Zachiv to Bedika even after Pesach. So you have a Chiv Bedika that has to be fulfilled. It works a little better Al Pi Hashkafa than the other ways. Al Pi Hashkafa, like the searching for the Chametz represents like the Cheshbon HaNefesh, like searching for the Yetzahara. But it's just a Ha'ara. Okay. All right. Let me end the recording. Let me end recording 1 second. Okay. Here's recording.